Hey, good people. Welcome back to Driven in Purpose. I am your host, Alice M. Robinson.
And your co-host, Tyrus B. Parnell Sr.
Hey, so giving you a quick housekeeping. We are a Christian podcast where we are meeting kingdom-minded people all over the world that are sharing their testimony of how they found their purpose and how they're driven in it. And here you will be given sound wisdom on how to find your purpose in God and how to be driven in it. So let's start this podcast for tonight. But also, make sure that you like, subscribe, follow this channel, turn on your notifications so you know when we post a new video. All right, y'all, let's go.
Let's go.
All right, so podcast tonight is about walking in purpose. So we're excited about this podcast, and so we're changing up things just a little bit, and so we got our co-host and our crew behind us that has given us our content on the last couple episodes is going to chime in a little bit and throw some questions at us. We're going to change it up a little bit. My brother over here,
pray for me, y'all.
Is like, change it. But they should be, change me, oh God. Wash me. Do it through. You're going to be all right. Change again. Yes. All right, let's go.
y'all look. Excuse her for the night. But,
hey, change me. Hey, fix me left. Fix me. Fix me up. All right, so.
You need to stop. Lord, I'm a fix her, Jesus. Fix her.
And he know how to handle it.
Bless God.
He can.
Yes, he can.
Handle it.
Walking in purpose. Oh, okay.
Okay, so.
All right.
Tyrus Jr. is going to be asking us our question.
Okay. So.
Let's get it.
The first question we're going to ask is related to purpose. Are you anointed or called to a purpose? It's the first question. Okay.
I got a whole lot to say. What you got to say?
Well, help us out, man, sister. Are you anointed or called?
It's both.
Okay.
Reason why? Because when you're called to it, everybody can do something. Everybody good at something. But there's, when you call to a purpose, you're anointed to do it. Why? Because it can allow yokes to be destroyed, like driven a purpose. Okay. I'm called to do it, but I'm also anointed to do it because it brings change.
Okay.
You got something?
I'm listening.
I'm waiting on you to chime in. You're going to be good tonight. I see you're going to be good. But I believe that it's both. I believe you can be called, but I believe anointing is necessary in order for you really to be effective in the body of Christ.
Okay.
Because some people are good at singing.
Mm-hmm.
They're good at it.
Okay. Mm. True. You are right. Some are good. Are good at,
but they ain't got no
anointing.
I believe purpose and anointing goes hand in hand when it comes to kingdom.
That's good. That's the key.
That's good.
When it comes to kingdom, purpose and anointing goes hand in hand.
Absolutely.
When it comes to kingdom.
That is what I was waiting on.
Well, I was going to get there.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You know, we kind of got to pedal a little slow.
Okay. Because now, yeah. When. As it relates to kingdom, I think you being anointed and called is important, because now we're thinking about two words here. The first one is anointed. That is something God does. Whenever God anoints you, He placed purpose in you. And really the anointing gives you the boldness.
it gives you the ability. The call, it gives you the responsibility.
Do you really want to say, and I'm not trying to change the question, do you really think it also goes beyond just being called?
Well,
what about being chosen? So that, when I think about purpose,
mm-hmm.
and being designated for a certain thing, mm-hmm. I believe God chooses certain people to do certain things. Not everybody, my thing is off, I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all hope y'all didn't hear all that crinkling in the background. I apologize for that. Not everybody is chosen to do everything. Like, I haven't been chosen. I'm gonna be nice. I don't say it. Not everybody has been chosen to be a pastor. But some people have picked up pastorship. You haven't been chosen to do that. I'm treading lightly with my words. The Bible says many are called. Finish the scripture. But few are chosen. Okay. Not everybody is chosen to do certain things. I believe that, yes, he called some and he chose some. Mm. But I believe purpose and called and chosen, all three of those encompass. Come on, Tyrus Jr. His hand done went up like he in school.
Now, hey, really? When I'm looking at this, let me just say it like this. Whenever I see David, and David was anointed to be king.
Yes, he was.
And David always had a purpose in him as a leader, but anointed to be king.
Right.
But now, however, whenever he was anointed, God equipped him at the time of his anointing.
Right.
However, he did not walk out that anointing until time had passed by and David had gotten some experience. So, and even in that, I'm looking at Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says that, hey, before I formed thee in the belly, mm-hmm. I knew thee.
Right.
Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet. He was anointed.
Right.
For the task.
Right. But wasn't that still purpose? So God had already
He already had,
and what we have to understand, before we were created, before our mamas or daddies knew our name, God had already ordained a purpose for your life. The issue is so many of us don't want to know what our purpose or what we've been chosen or called to do. Because why?
Because we want to do whatever we want to do.
You can't go off of your will.
Right.
So go ahead.
So then, hey, really, I would be safe as in saying you are anointed for a purpose.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. However, you are called to serve.
Yes. I agree with that. But all of it is a complete circle.
It is a circle. You just have to know where you fit in the circle.
Yeah.
And that's where much prayer is.
I think if you go back to what you said about purpose, anointed, chosen, and called. And we know that all three of those, or all four of those, connect. Wouldn't you say so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if one is broken, it's not a complete circle.
No, it is not. You just have to know where God has anointed you. Mm-hmm. And then knowing how to flow in that anointing, which will drive you into purpose.
Yeah.
But now too, whenever it is time for you to go out or be called out in it, you have to already understand the function of it, mm-hmm, in order to be able to serve.
Right. And I think a lot of times the reason why so many of us are not flowing in purpose because you're not in the right purpose.
Correct. Right. They don't even know what purpose is.
Because I could not do what you do. I couldn't. There's no way. Now, I'm just going to say it. We weren't created. Females were not created to be an apostle. And I know some people probably don't like my words, but I don't really care.
That is fine.
If you go to the scripture,
because
you're going to say scripture.
That is Bible.
A man of,
so, yeah,
a husband of one wife.
Well,
that's what scripture.
Well, now, hey, that's about the bishop.
If not, okay. You really won't play with me.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on.
An apostle is
right.
A man.
Yeah.
Not a
woman.
Woman.
Right.
So I could not do your role.
Okay. I do understand.
Could not play in your role. Wouldn't want to be in. That's not my calling. But not only that, but I have not been anointed to do that. And a lot of times we look at other people's callings, other people's gifts, other people's purpose. And what other people have been chosen to do. And we want that. But you don't know what it took.
Good God.
For God. And I'm going to tell you, let me say it like this. You don't know what it took for God to get them there.
Ooh,
not about what I went through to get there. No, you don't know what it took for God to take them through to get them to the place that they are in now. It may look good now.
Good God.
But you don't know the beginning of the story.
Ooh, Lord.
So you have to know what you've been called to do, what you've been chosen to do, what you've been anointed to do, and what your purpose is in God. So purpose and anointing goes hand in hand.
Yes,
for kingdom.
Yes.
It does. All right.
Yes.
All right. What's your next question?
All right. Next question. How do you know whenever you're in the vein God made for you?
Because the task is easy.
Explain that. Explain that.
Let me tell you.
I have to shake my head.
I mean, let me tell you. Whenever you are in what a God really, really have you flowing in, it is not complicated for you.
That's true.
Okay.
That is true.
So would you say that there's a certain level of grace that you obtain, or favor, to use plain words, to do the task?
When whom the Lord calls, he qualifies. Whom God anoints, gives them the patience and capacity to handle
right
what he has anointed them for. Mm-hmm. Now, hey, really?
I got so much to chime in.
Really? I couldn't just be a pastor 24/7.
You're right.
Because I don't like people like that. I'm going to be honest.
He is an apostle.
I don't have the patience.
I tell them all the time.
Of a pastor.
I tell them all the time.
I just don't.
I'm going to chime in. I tell them all the time, work on your fruit. That patience.
I just don't.
And that long suffering, we need to cultivate that fruit.
Simply because,
it's an apostle.
Now, B, because God has anointed me as an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I can flow and function for a period of time.
Yes, you can, but that time we're out.
But
that time we're out.
So now, yes, hey, God. Hey, really?
Can get back to the question.
The reason why you know you are in this vein is because for you, it is easy. Mm-hmm. You don't have to force it.
No, I agree with that. That part I agree with, but I also think that sometimes it's good to be, what's the word? Never comfortable. I think sometimes we get so comfortable, then we begin to think that we're doing it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think when we get to that point to where we're like, I got this, then you no longer need God in it.
Mm.
And so true. I think that there's a level of, yes, God has established me to do this. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know that this is what you have called me to do. Mm-hmm. But I still think there's sometimes, like, I'm going to just say for me, sometimes when it comes to driven, I'll be like, Lord, it's really what you want me to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey.
I'm like, oh. And sometimes I do mm-hmm. second guess myself. Mm-hmm. Am I really effective mm-hmm. like God would have me to be? I think when we no longer have that thought to where I can do this.
Oh, hey.
Don't ever get to the point where you always thinking that you got it. I got this. You know, people like, I got.
Oh,
only
no,
by the grace of God,
that's it,
can we continue to do what we do when it comes to ministry. So, you know, preachers like, I'm the baddest preacher in the world. I can preach.
I would never say that.
I'm the baby.
Ooh, Lord. Uh-uh.
If the anointing is not in the mix, you just like sounding brass. I don't want to ever be like sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. I don't want to ever be that. I think that there is a level of confidence that, okay, Christ has called me. God has called me and appointed mm-hmm. me to do this, mm-hmm. but also a point to remember that, hey,
yes, God.
You know what? I can't do this
always
without Christ being. So sometimes I have a little level of,
oh, that.
But the Lord reminds me that.
That is good.
I'm the one.
Right.
That allows you to do everything that you do.
Absolutely.
And when you become big headed, then I no longer can be a part of what you're doing.
Oh.
So yeah, I think it has to be a happy medium.
Oh, hey, when I say that, hey, it is easy. It is not like
the weight is not heavy.
The weight of it is not heavy. It's not heavy.
No, it's not.
However, when anytime I'm up, I don't never want to be flowing in self.
No, I get nervous. I do too. Even when it comes to driven and purpose, I get nervous before the camera go on. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Because I get nervous because I want every time, whether I am bringing the word,
yes,
of God from the pulpit,
yes,
or whether I'm doing driven and purpose, mm-hmm. or whether I'm talking to somebody about God's goodness,
yes,
I want God to always step in to the presence of a people,
yeah,
that whatever I say
yeah.
is a benefit and glory back to Him,
right.
That it can draw somebody to Him. So yeah, I can be a little, yeah, but the weight of it,
oh. Yes, God.
It's easy.
Absolutely.
Because when we set in it, man, I be like, Lord, you're bad.
Oh, for real. Really?
I'm like, Lord, man, you did that with me. Woo!
Sometimes I be like, man,
God did like that. That was fantastic.
Look here. There are times I will go back. And I will watch clips of a service and say, I did all that. Like, oh, Jesus.
Lord, you're bad.
You're amazing. Because just me doing that,
I would have been a hot mess.
And really, a lot of close people that know me know I can't hardly talk a lick.
No, because you when we're in I was gonna be nice.
Oh, okay.
And let me tell you, when the Spirit of God take over.
Give God.
Take over his tongue, you don't hear him stutter at all.
Do it, Jesus.
Stuttering leaves. And I can tell when the Spirit come in, and I can tell when Tyrese see you're still trying to work it out.
Hey, glory.
But he working it, but you know, and that's what we want to do. We want God to step in the room. So
yes, Lord.
And so I want everybody to understand, driven in purpose is not, it's not a weight. It's easy when Christ comes in
that's
and he takes over.
Yes.
But the drive.
Yes.
Okay, so let me be clear. Not a time does it, in my head, do I think I'm not doing driven in purpose.
I hear you.
Never.
I can relate.
Ever does it settle like, hey, I'm not, no. It's always a push. Literally, the Lord said, get up.
Yep.
Now, the times that we were on the down mm-hmm. for a little bit for driven in purpose, all I felt in my spirit, you're not doing what I told you to do.
Yep. I can mm-hmm. relate.
What are you doing? Mm-hmm. I've given you an assignment.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you driven in purpose. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So then, have a follow-up question. Is there ever a point whenever someone can know what their purpose is, but not know how to operate in it?
I would say yeah. And let me explain why. Because when the Lord told me, first of all, he told me, he gave me the word driven in purpose. I didn't know what he was talking about. And then he said, radio. I sure didn't know what he was talking about. I'm like, I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. What you mean radio? And so it was years because I didn't have I didn't know how to even start. Mm-hmm. Where do I start, Lord? Because mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about that. Mm-hmm. And then young people. It was a young man by the name of Jalen came to me and said, "Hey, I'm Dr. Amos. Amos Robinson.
You talking about
Jalen? Said, hey, you ever thought about doing a podcast?" I said, "What in the world is a podcast?"
Really? Oh wow.
He mm-hmm. said, "If you would do a podcast, I would listen to you all the time." And then here go Justin. Yeah. You should do a podcast. I was like, and the Lord said, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Then I was like, okay, wow. Now you gave me this.
Wow.
Now what you want me to do with this?
Wow.
And so Shailisa was like, hey, mom. So I'm doing all these shout outs, y'all. Hey, mom, but telling the true story. Guess who's doing a podcast now? I was like, who? She said, Misha King. I said, really? And the Lord said, there's your door. And so I told Chalice to reach out. And Chalice like, no, mama, you reach out to her. And the Lord said, no, you reach out to her. And I reached out to her and she said, what do you need me to help you with? I'll tell you everything that you need to start your podcast.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So no, you may not know
mm-hmm.
exactly how to walk in your purpose.
Mm.
But God will give you all the information you need.
Yep.
He will guide you to the information you need when you need it.
Wow. That's good. Wow.
So that's the story. So thank God for the lesson.
Well, hey, really that is true. Because even with me, that is how things work. The Lord spoke it. And I'm like, okay, Lord. I hear you. And it wasn't until years later. And really got so hey, people, let me just tell y'all something real. If you really want to be fully driven in the things God wants you to be driven in, you might not know how. You might not know where to start, but if you are sincere in doing a work for the Lord,
yeah.
God will put the right people in your path.
Wow.
But when he does, you have to be willing to sit and listen and follow instructions. Because had not she followed instructions, we would not be doing Driven in Purpose. Had not I followed instructions, Sanctuary Church would have been only a name out of thin air. But because we listened and followed instructions, we don't know it all. You cannot think that, all right, the Lord told me, I got it, and I know it. Sit down. And let somebody with some wisdom, with some Holy Ghost for real, that is going to tell you, brother, sister, that ain't it. You need to go to the altar. Instead of you saying, I can just do this, that, and the other. No. In all thy getting.
That's good.
Get an understanding.
Get what?
Get an understanding.
Okay. Now.
That was real good.
Now, hey, I'm done fussing.
Okay.
So, to find your purpose.
Yeah. That's necessary.
You may not know exactly how to start.
That's key.
But key is, if you have a sincere heart.
Yes.
To want to do what God has told you to do.
Yes.
He's going to send somebody to you that's going to drop the first puzzle piece.
Absolutely.
Because it was said, I'm going to give you the puzzles. Now, I'm not going to give you the pieces. I'm not going to put all the puzzles together. But I'm going to give you piece by piece.
I'm going to help you.
And you can't take every piece and think every piece is going to fit in the same spot.
No.
But if your desire is real.
If it's for real.
To build kingdom.
Look at God.
God will send people your
way. Yes, he will.
That will give you the puzzle pieces to make you a complete puzzle. So come on, Tyler. Next thing.
All right.
Wow. That's good.
Because
I could have stayed there for
a minute. We're coming up to a 28-minute mark. Oh, you know, we be going on. Come on.
All right. Yes, man. I'm going to wrap these questions in two. Okay. So why is purpose so important for believers and for those who are not of the faith? And how does Romans 8 and 28 play a part in that?
You put all that up in there, didn't you? Okay, I got to look at the question. Because that was a lot. Okay, just give me the first part and I'll run through them all.
So part one, why is purpose so important to believers and non-believers?
Because purpose will allow you to know what God has designed you to do. And fulfillment, contentment, and joy. Whoops, I'm sorry, I'm looking at you, wait, I'm sorry. Purpose, knowing your purpose will allow you to walk in kingdom mentality, first of all. It'll allow you to be content, settled, anchored in God. Not only that, but purpose will allow you to fulfill what God has created you to do. When you're not doing purpose, you will find that you're not content. You're not at peace. You're not settled. Because everyone that is born, everyone that is created, has a purpose in their lives. And you don't want to walk around unfulfilled. Go ahead.
Okay. I can just answer this in short form.
Okay.
If you know what purpose is, if you know a thing, the devil can't tell you something different.
Mm. Ooh, that's good.
Because you know. I know 2 + 2 = 4.
Yes, sir.
I hope so.
You can't tell me 2 + 2 = 16.
You would be so wrong.
And we know
that
all things work together. Mm-hmm. That is Romans 8:28, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That first stanza, is the meat of that whole verse.
And
we know. If you don't know it,
then you not walking in purpose.
Pray to God. Fast and seek the Lord for understanding.
And you know what? When you're not, when you don't have and we know, you're confused.
You are all over the place.
But when you are in purpose, you are focused.
Yes.
You know which direction you're going.
Yes.
And you go.
Right.
And we know that all things work together
for the good
of them
that love the Lord
and are
the called according to his purpose, not yours.
So the key word is the ending part. So the whole nugget is good, but according to
his purpose.
The problem is a lot of us are trying to have our own purpose. A lot of us want our own purpose.
Wow.
You're not going to, and I listen to me, listen to me. You're not going to be content in your own purpose.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
It might work for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You might get joy out of it for a little bit, but it will eventually fade. But when you are in his purpose, you will be content. You will be settled. Your mind will be anchored, and kingdom will be your drive.
And the devil can't fool you.
No tricks in this. So it is key to let go of your will, take on God's will and his purpose for your life.
Now, hey, my question is this. Do you want the trick or the tree?
You want the trick or the tree?
Tree.
He said, do you want the trick or the treat?
My God. It's Halloween.
My
treat. I want the treat. I like candy.
Yeah.
I like candy.
Because if you want the trick, go without knowing.
Yeah.
But if you want the treat, get in God.
Yeah. And you know what? And I know that we're you know, we got a little jokes here and there, but he's serious. He is, but I'm laughing because I like candy.
Pray on the screen. Okay.
You can tell I like candy.
Okay.
I'm so sweet. No, I'm not. Okay, all right, back to the series. Okay.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Jesus.
Okay, so, but you guys, for real though, when you know that you know what God has called you to do, it doesn't matter what the enemy tries to bring your way, what tactics or what mirages or illusions he tries to bring to you, you can't be swayed.
No.
He can't knock you off a course.
No.
From my point of view, when God told me to do Driven in Purpose, I wasn't like, no, God, you didn't call me. You didn't chose me. This is not my purpose. It was more, was I equipped to do it? And he said, I've given you everything. I've given you the tools to do what I've told you to do.
Wow.
I didn't have any question. I didn't have any doubt. And it didn't matter what the enemy tried to bring my way.
Wow.
I know what I've been called to do.
That
and there's power.
See?
I thank you, Holy Ghost. I hear you. There's power in the know.
See?
It's power in the K-N-O-W, not N-O, but there's power in the K-N-O-W. When you know.
See? Yeah.
What God has called you to do,
wow.
There's no devil in hell that can make you not go where God is sending you. So you guys know that you've been called for a purpose. Find out what God has called you to do, and let's do it. Let's build kingdom together. Y'all, This is Driven in Purpose, y'all. We're going to wrap it up for tonight because, y'all, we could go, but we not. Eat on that. Find your purpose in God. And let's go do what we have to do for Kingdom. I am your host, Alice M. Robinson.
Your co-host, Tyrese D. Parnell Sr.
And like we always say, let's get it.
And let's go.
Good night, everybody. God bless you. God bless.